It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are in the second week of our five-part series featuring the individual Tuolumne County supervisors talking about issues facing their district as well as the county as a whole. Supervisor Sherry Brennan is on the phone line with us this morning. Supervisor Brennan, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, BJ, and thank you for the opportunity.
So before we talk about issues facing your District 1, I'd like to ask you first, as the board chair of the supervisors, some of your thoughts on the fire season and what we've been seeing both locally and across the state.
Well, 2020 has certainly been an interesting year. As many of your listeners were impacted by the mock fire that we had recently in the county and can attest to, the veracity of how some of these fires develop and, you know, the consequences of evacuations and having to move quickly because of the erratic nature of these fires. We all are just under a heightened awareness. But I would be really remiss in not acknowledging the tremendous coordination that we saw with the mock fire. You know, we had, when that jumped Highway 49 and kind of exploded on us, some decisions were made, again, because of lessons learned with regards to ingress and egress and how quickly things can change, and the work that's been done, a lot of the pre-planning work that's been done with our fire task force here locally. Just partners came together on every level and work together, and thankfully, the fire resources materialized, and they were able to get around that fire before it did significant, you know, damage. It could have been a whole lot worse if it had come in the backside of Groveland, you know. And just thankful, though, and really want to thank all of the partners that make those kinds of very traumatic situations and emergency situations more tolerable for the public that is impacted. And so with that, we are seeing just fires explode across the state of California, and I'm hoping that we have a few minutes to talk about some of the things that are evolving with regards to vegetation management, and again, getting the pieces in place that actually are so important when we need to make a stand and protect communities, protect resources, and be able to be effective in fighting these mega wildfires that are on the landscape.
Yeah, so what are some of the things that have been done to kind of put Tuolumne County in a better place?
So the first piece I would point to is the success. We started talking about the need to do a large scale, a large landscape NEPA analysis that does a couple of things. It allows for a number of years of planning. It allows for investments back in infrastructure to get this vegetation under somewhat control and be able to put fire back on the landscape in a constructive way, not destructive. And it started out with the MTK piece that was a very large landscape analysis across a couple of forests. And it became evident that that wasn't really going to be moving forward, at least not in a way that YSF and Tuolumne County were looking for. And so the leadership took a step back, and they came up with what is going to be the Sterile Project, and it is going through the planning process right now and through some of the early stages of the NEPA analysis. But very exciting because it's a 100,000-acre project, and it is, it would be in the South Fork of the Stanislaus, which, again, when you look at that watershed and its proximity, say, to Twain Hart and all of the communities that are on the north side of 108, a very important project. And, again, this idea of looking at large landscapes is going to be critical as we move forward in being able to do the analysis and do the projections and be able to get investment back into some of those natural resource sectors. And with that, that means a workforce also. And so I'm excited that that's moving forward. And I'm excited that the forest leadership the Stanislaus Forest Leadership is really promoting that. And a piece of that, I think that has been beneficial and we're seeing the fruits, is all the work that we did with the Master Stewardship Agreement and being able to fill in pieces in the, you know, program of work that the agency doesn't have the capacity to do. And so, again, working with all of the different partners to make this successful. And then, actually, I was just on a call with Senator Feinstein's office, and she has a bill that she will hopefully be bringing forward early next week, and that's the Senate Bill 4431 with Senator Daines. And that piece of legislation, the Emergency Wildfire and Public Safety Act of 2020, has a lot of the pieces that we have been talking about at a local level that we need help with from the federal government. And, it hits on the vegetation management side of it. They're going to look at, three projects that will mitigate wildfire, up to 75,000 acres in size. The federal government would be authorized to carry out expedited activities, that will protect lives. And then they have some other language in there about being able to expedite environmental reviews on in the installation of field breaks, especially if they're near roads, and transmission lines and water systems, which, again, is so critical for Tuolumne County. I think it has $100 million in it to address the biomass component of this, because we see in so many of these projects, they're so difficult because you have such a high percentage of fuels out there that have no value. And so this legislation would bear, a significant piece of that would be to offset the cost of transporting all of that dead and dying material out of our high fire hazard zones. And so, and I could go on, at length. The county will be commenting on this, and it fits within our stated priorities and goals. And, when you look at Montana and California, and she even highlights this in some of her language, that we have the largest number of lawsuits against forest management projects. And a number of those lawsuits, and we've seen it here in Tuolumne County, have been brought against projects that have been developed and brought forward through the collaborative process, which, again, the federal government has been really emphasizing the need to work collaboratively. And YSS has just been on the forefront, but we have been the recipient of some of that litigation and successfully beat it back. But this legislation talks about, again, when you're doing the right things, when you're working through those processes and you have projects that are being developed, where you have local government buy-in, industry buy-in, environmental buy-in, and agency buy-in, then we have to find a way to move those forward. And so this legislation will address that. And again, I'm going to be very excited to have this conversation in front of our board. And want to thank Senator Feinstein for her work in bringing this forward. It's incredibly timely when we look outside and we can't see, you know, 100 yards in front of us. And we all know the devastating results of not getting this work done. So excited that a lot of lobbying and hard work by a number of individuals in a number of counties, but Tuolumne County has certainly been front and center in talking about these topics and looking for solutions and trying to bring the pieces together that are going to make the difference.
Definitely keep a close eye on that piece of legislation. We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Supervisor Sherry Brennan on this weekend's Motherlode Views in the midst of our five-part series, speaking with the individual supervisors. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.